Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So deaf.
Global14.com, all right? All right, so, my boy Jeezy,
I know you saw the verdict today.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I figured he'd be guilty, but the sentence he got was shit.
Right. Yeah, you know, you guys, just reading some of the news reports and everything like that, and I know the Jackson family is relieved. You know, I couldn't find anything else as far as how they feel in detail more. I don't know how the Jackson family feels completely about everything. So I didn't get a chance to see that. So, of course, tomorrow, if something else comes out, we'll definitely make sure that we'll give you guys updates. But definitely, you know, I was happy to see that he's guilty. He is in jail right now without no bail. So he's supposed to sit in jail until he's officially sentenced. The other thing is he's a no-contact inmate, which means that he can't mix and mingle with other jail inmates and stuff, and he also, and other people can't contact him either. So, I don't know, I guess they're fear for his safety, maybe because he's a celeb, sort of, not really a celeb, but he, you know, this is a high-profile case, so I think that's probably one of the reasons why they don't want anyone to contact him at all, or be able to get to him, so. But other than that, you know, a lot of people, some people have some mixed feelings about it. Some people feel like he shouldn't have been guilty.
I don't know whether they come off thinking that shit. That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Yeah, some people don't think he should be guilty because they feel like, you know, MJ, you know, he's been on all these drugs for a long time, and they kind of feel like, well, you know, Conrad was just doing his job. And this is something that I've just overheard people saying. Me personally, Conrad was clearly negligent. He totally just kind of like disregarded his oath as a doctor. And for that, he could have, you know, MJ could have been alive today if he had the proper equipment and did what he was supposed to do. And even when he was so-called injecting these lethal doses, some, you know, you gotta, if that's what he was doing and he saw a problem with it, then he should have stopped it. He had every chance to stop it if that's what was really going on. You know, it's alleged that, you know, trying to make it seem like MJ was injecting himself and, you know, this is what MJ wanted. But I just want everybody to understand something, like, you know, you have to look at the facts of every single story before you start saying, okay, he shouldn't have been guilty. A lot of people are looking at this story from the surface, and I think that that's what the problem with the media. If you look at the story from the surface and don't read all the witness accounts and everything else, then that's why you're going to say, okay, I don't see why he should be guilty. So everyone that's saying, you know, he shouldn't be in jail, I am going to question whether or not you followed this whole trial. So it's going to be a conversation, and I encourage everyone else, you know, when people are saying Conrad should not be guilty and he should not be in jail, I really would like to know, you know, why. And I'll call in 760-913-4119 and let us know. Like, if you feel like he's not guilty, call the hell in. I would like to hear this one. So other than that, Jeezy, man, I'm happy that he's guilty. He's found guilty. And the look on his face was priceless. I know he wanted to cry. But
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, and him getting handcuffed, I know that was just like, just everything is just awkward. You know what I'm saying? Especially, I know
yeah.
It was awkward for him. Definitely, he's where he needs to be. So, but other than that, you guys, I just wanted to drop in because I am in the boonies and I can't stay on it long. But my boy Jeezy and Renita are going to take over and continue on the show. And all my lifers that are going to be in Atlanta tonight at the 1414, you know, I will see everybody tonight. Me and Bubs will be in the house. And other than that, I guess I'll talk to you guys. Actually, I will not be on the show tomorrow. DC is going to be doing it again tomorrow for me. And then I'll be back full in effect on Wednesday.
And definitely enjoy yourself tonight, Crush.
I will, and I'll keep you guys posted. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
All right.
All right, well, Crush just dropped off, so let's drop into a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with the quickies. And speaking of Michael Jackson, we'll play my all-time favorite song by him.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on that, because the Force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like...
We are back, lifers. Renita, I don't know about you. What's your favorite Michael Jackson song? Because that's mine.
Oh, my God. Like, I have way too many favorite Michael Jackson songs. I don't even know where to start. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, PYT, Thriller,
that right there,
Girl Is
yeah,
Mine.
Yeah, PYT, that's probably another one of my favorite
yeah.
ones.
Oh, you know what? I will probably say Man in the Mirror. Man in the Mirror is probably one of my all-time favorites.
That's another great one. But you never can go wrong with Michael Jackson. But we will get into our quickies of the day. Some crazy shit went down over the weekend. And one man had to find this out. And it's very unfortunate because over the weekend, a man was renovating one of his homes in Miami. it had been in this family for a long time. He had inherited the house, or he was trying to fix it up. But while he was fixing it up, he ran across a bee's nest in the wall. Now, the man didn't have much money, and the house needed a lot of fixing. So what he did was he went to the store, tried to get a couple foggers, came home, tried fogging them out, and the police even said this was a freak accident. After I tell you what happened, you're going to believe it as well. The man was swarmed by bees while sitting in a chair, and he tried swatting them, getting them off. He fell, hit his head, and like I said, it was a freak accident so far, they believe. And they believe the accident of him falling killed him, and the bees didn't really. Later, his daughter and wife had showed up to the house, and his daughter had seen the father's body covered with bees. And, of course, like anybody, you'd panic. What the hell? They ran, called the cops. The cops came, saw the mess as well, and they had to call somebody to come. I'm assuming it was a beekeeper to come remove the bees. And as of now, they believe there is approximately 60,000 bees that immersed this man. Like I said, they're still investigating the situation, doing an autopsy to see what actually killed him, but they're pretty set on that the ball had more to do than what the bees had to do with. Renita, I don't even know what to say. This definitely is some freak shit. Very unfortunate.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm probably going to hell because I'm laughing, but...
I mean, what are the odds? The bees didn't kill him. Falling out of the chair
exactly,
did.
That's
exactly the crazy part.
Like, what did that guy do in his past? Like, that has to be karma, Jeezy, because really, what are the odds?
Yeah, no shit. That should be some stuff on 1,000 Ways to Die, if anything.
Exactly.
But here's another story. It's also kind of crazy, but in a way it may turn out good, but hardly do we ever hear stories about this. A man in western Wisconsin helped somebody on Saturday change his tire, and later, after the man had pulled away, after helping the woman change her tire, he had to pull over a few minutes or a few miles later, and the man has experienced a heart attack. Luckily, his wife was with him. She helped him get the car over, and she called 911. Then she got out of the car and attempted to wave down other cars to see if anybody could come by or help. Well, the woman that the man had helped earlier, the woman whose tire got changed, she started driving by, noticed the car was pulled over, and the woman was waving. So the woman then pulled over and found out what was happening, and performed cardiopulmonary resuscitation on the man until somebody could arrive. The man was later then picked up in a helicopter and taken to a nearby hospital. And last time I checked, which was about mid-afternoon today, the man was in serious condition in the hospital. But this is definitely a good deed repaid, because who knows what the hell could have happened to this man. Renita, I think it's a shame that more stuff like this doesn't happen. The good deeds don't ever get repaid, it seems like.
Yeah, you know what, and this just says, you know, about, you know, how people say the good guys always finish last, and, you know, the guy, you know, girls like the bad boys, and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, this definitely defies that. It's a neat story, and I hope everything best for the man who had the heart attack.
Exactly. Like, it's just so sad because, you know, you try to do good deeds. You try to do good in your life. That's what I'm saying. That guy with the bumblebee incident, Jeezy, he did something bad because that definitely was karma.
Some crazy shit came back on that. And my last quickie of the day, for everyone that has an Xbox, PS3 out there, I'm sure you're waiting for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 to get released. I've seen previews, clips of the game. It looks awesome. And I had seen from several reports earlier that places in big cities like L.A. already had a line around the building waiting for the game to get released. Personally, I wish I had my Xbox and I'd be waiting for the game to get released so I could skip class all day tomorrow just to play it. But I'm not in a position for that currently. And the game looks amazing. Renita?
Hey, Jeezy,
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about the 6,000 copies, though, that were stolen in, like, this, like, armed robbery heist?
No, I didn't. Did that happen today?
It either happened today or last night. I can't remember which. But I'm like, you stole 6,000 Call of Duties. That's crazy to me. 6,000. What are they going to do with all that?
I don't know, but too bad they didn't get hold of them a little bit earlier. I mean, and didn't have a way to sell them. I'm sure he would have made a shit ton of money off it.
Exactly.
It'd be obvious who stole them, but... Oh, well, crazy shit happens every day, and more my life goes on, the more and more often it seems like it happens. But we're going to go into another break, and Renita, am I correct? You have some spilt tea for us today, like usual?
I do have some quickie spilt tea for us today, so stay tuned.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. We are back, and we have Renita with the spilt tea.
What's going on, everybody? I guess, you know, I prayed for these two, but I really guess it's over. Vivica Fox's ex Slim came out with a statement saying and confirming that they are broken up. He's saying that she's a good woman, you know, it's just one of those situations. But then he also goes on and adds that, you know, that he is not the one that likes negativity and drama, and he hates arguing, and he values communication no matter what. So that tells me lack of communication, they fought a lot, equals breakup. Sorry to hear that. So, guys, if you like all that, Vivica Fox is back on the market. For all my Gleeks, that's my Glee fans, just to let you know, insiders, on the set that I have confirmed with have stated that, as we call him, Trouty Mouth, but the world knows him as Cord Overstreet, is returning to the cast. Apparently the actor thought he could break from the show and become a huge music star. Yep, that show didn't happen. So he's back. Apparently my insider said he's coming back around episode 8 of this season, so look for the actor to reappear as a series regular. Now, I'm just saying that if they get rid of LaMarcus Tinker, which plays
Amber Riley's new boyfriend, I'm going to be pissed because he is just a lovely teddy bear, and I like his character. What the hell is going on with Gary Jordan? Now, the ex-CSI star was arrested for allegedly breaking the nose of his former ex-girlfriend, Maria Almo. Now, these two have been going at it for over a year now. A matter of fact, if I remember correctly, she was arrested for attacking him just a year ago. So I don't know what's going on. Like, whatever happened to my Janet Jackson again co-star and my, you know, a different world co-star, Gary? Like, I miss that Gary. I need that Gary back. Like, Jeezy, drugs is a terrible thing. Like, you know, it has come out that he had a drug problem in the past, but I don't know. Well, this is your girl, Renita, with the spilled tea for today. All you 1414ers in Atlanta, have a good time. Wish I was there, but I will see you in Miami because, you know, JD does save the best for last. And you can catch me on Global 14 at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla. Have a good one.
All right, lifers, that wraps up today's show. That's right. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. I'll be hosting alongside Renita possibly, but we'll find out, or Crush. We'll have to just wait and see. It'll be a surprise, so make sure you tune in and find that out. But I do want to take this time and thank all the lifers out there. I want to thank everyone, JD, Crush, everyone that's helped bring this together and supported, providing the platform. I want to thank Global14.com. Make sure you are following us on Global14.com and Twitter at G14 Radio and at Global14. Take care. Have a good night.
Yeah. So death.
Global 14 Radio.